Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We like to say a morning with Olin. It is really like Christmas morning. And doesn't matter, win or lose, Olin, you are a delight. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Olin.
I'm good, guys. How are you guys doing?
You know, we were still calling it Victory Monday because we're still winners. But that was a wasted opportunity, a missed chance, and certainly – you come away from that game a little frustrated by the fact, and I didn't realize this until the game. How about this statistic? That Brock Osweiler, that guy, that statue, that loser, that guy has beaten the Bears now three times with three different teams. How is that possible? His first game ever starting for Denver, his first game ever starting for Houston, and now his first game ever starting for Miami. How can you lose to that guy?
Interesting beginning. You and Hall are winners, and Osweiler's a loser. So we'll go from there.
We're broke, and he's got more money than all right.
Listen, the frustrating thing is everything pointed to a Bears win, and you take a look at it, right? I mean, their starting left guard, their starting center is out. Their starting quarterback ends up out. And, you know, no one even knew until maybe an hour before the game that he was out. Cameron Wake is out. And then the guy replacing Cameron Wake gets a concussion during the game or some kind of injury, and he's out. What a lot of people don't know is that William Hayes, who was Cameron Wake's backup, got hurt in the beginning of the year. So you're looking now at the third or fourth string DN playing against the Bears. You know, they're decimated. I think they benched their right cornerback after Gabriel beat him twice down the sideline. The Dolphins should not have won that game, and that's the most frustrating thing about that game down there. On the road is always hard when it's 101-degree heat index. It's always tough to play in Miami, but you just got to find a way to come away to win, and the Bears didn't. They found a way instead to lose. And really, if you take a look at it, there is nobody in Halas Hall this morning who's walking around with that attitude like, well, I mean, I kind of did my job, because nobody really did. It was a total team meltdown. Everybody had to take a turn to lose to that team in Miami, and that's what happened, because there was no way they should have lost that game. All the advantages were in the Bears' favor, but, you know, it's a young team, like you guys talked about earlier. They're still 3-2. They're still on top of the North until, you know, Green Bay plays tonight. And you know, they're still in pretty good position, but what a bad loss they took yesterday in Miami, and hopefully learn from it. Learn that you have to handle success. Learn that you have to stay ready during your bye week, no matter if the coach gives you a week off or not. You got to stay ready to play. Learn that no matter if everything looks like it's in your favor, when you go to play a team, you better play them like they're still at their best, and you better be ready to win the game and take it from them on their home field.
Olin, I bet you probably like the fact that Matt Nagy put his faith in the offensive line and the running game, maybe late in overtime. You know, when you have a first down at the Dolphins 41, they ran three straight plays. And I understand what maybe he was trying to do there, but even on third and four, you run Jordan Howard. It's like you were settling for the 50-plus yard field goal. And to me, that was just not who Matt Nagy always has been. That's not who Matt Nagy said he would be.
Right.
How did you view that series and what happened there?
Well, you know, we were talking about in a post game last night, and I always want to stress how much planning actually goes into that last drive, right? Like that is not something they just said, okay, let's. They knew what yard line. They asked the kicker. They asked Coach Tabor, the special teams coach, what yard line do we have to get to? Where do we have to get to win this game? And they get to that yard line. Now, I don't know if they expected to rip off a 14-yard run, a 19-yard run, and it looked to me like when Jordan Howard came in, they gave him the same play over and over again, and the Dolphins couldn't stop it. If you really think about it, guys, like I just mentioned, they're with their fourth DN on that side of the line, right? So they're decimated with injuries. It's not a bad play call. It becomes a bad play call because it doesn't work. And really, they get beat on the right side of their offensive line there, and they got the look they kind of wanted. I couldn't tell if it was a real zone read or Mitch Trubisky was just running that action, because you guys saw in the game where Mitch ran for, I think it was 28 yards on that zone read. It could have been the same play. I couldn't really tell. But, you know, he might have been able to keep it there also on that play at the end of the half. But you're right. It was, I don't think it was three straight runs. I think it might have been five or six straight runs to get down.
It was three straight position. After the two by Jordan Howard put them
right.
in,
so
in
it was
Dolphin
five
Field.
Five straight runs
yeah.
in overtime, right? It
right.
was five straight runs. Jordan Howard rips off, I think, a 19 and a 14-yard run behind Kyle and Bobby Massey, which is a good idea, right? If we go back to who the Dolphins have on that side of the line, it looks to me like that side of the line was a little late on the snap count on that last play, and they get beat by number 50. I'm forgetting his name now, but he makes a play there, which he shouldn't. He shouldn't beat those guys on that side of the line. Those are two very good football players. So not a bad play call in my estimation. A bad execution, but you're right. Should they spread it out? Should they throw the ball there? The Dolphins' defense was really struggling when they got Gabriel 1-on-1 and Cohen 1-on-1 or Burton 1-on-1. It looked like the Dolphins had a hard time stopping that, and they were playing coverage most of the day and trying to keep Mitch in the pocket. But we go back to 3rd and 2 in Green Bay, and they throw the ball, and what are we all screaming on the radio the next day, right? He should have just gave the ball to Howard right there, because Howard ripped off a few long runs against Green Bay, too. I know it was a different yard line, and they were closer, but almost the same situation, right? And we're all on the radio in week 1 after that game saying, look, Jordan Howard just ripped off 2 or 3 big runs. Give him the ball there on 32, and he'll get you the first down. So they give him the ball on 35, and they get stuffed. And now we're saying you got to throw the ball. So we're all, you know, what he could have done, what he should have done, I'd like to see him spread out, because, look, it didn't work. And when things don't work and you're the head coach, you're wrong.
He is Ole Kreutz. On Sunday, you got Hub Arkish, Patrick Manley, Dan Pompey in the pregame, and Hub and Olin and Big Cat, all at Aurelio's Pizza, 1212 South Michigan Avenue, 9 to 12 the pregame. And, of course, you get the postgame afterward with Big Cat and Olin, and it's brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. Olin, as we watch what's going on with this team right now, we look at New England coming in, okay? So now the Bears, you know, and I would have hoped that they could have been playing some more NFC North games, because that's where the season's going to be won and lost. But here they are. They lost a game down in Miami. Now they come home, and we know what New England can do. We know how good the coach is and the quarterback and all the rest of it. Belichick has just been preparing for the Kansas City offense. Is it a benefit for him to now prepare for the Bears offense, since there's so many elements that are the same? Or is it a benefit for Matt Nagy to go and look at what worked for Kansas City, and they put up some big points in that loss?
It's a good point. Both, right? Coach Nagy is going to get a chance to take a real good look at how he wants to attack New England, and also what worked and what didn't work. And Coach Belichick has film on Coach Nagy. It's not exactly the same, obviously, and the weapons aren't the same, but just the scheme and the game plan. But knowing Coach Belichick and those guys down there, they like to change things up so often that you never know with those guys. They may come in with a totally different look just to throw you off a little bit. But I guess the answer is both sides have a little bit of an advantage, and in just seeing, okay, when I line up in this formation, this is how they're going to line up, and maybe this is where we want to attack that defense. But, it should be a fun game for the Bears. You know, hopefully it looked like they might have been after their bye week, and they hear that Tannehill is out, that, you know, and as crazy as this sounds, maybe the Bears team, they have to learn how to handle success, and they're looking – you know, looking past Miami to their big matchup with New England this week, and they get bit by that down in Miami.
This segment of Olin Kreutz is brought to you by Ford, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Olin, I noticed the same thing you did at the end of the first half. It was subtle, but I thought significant. Benny Cunningham goes into the game to carry the ball. I thought that was maybe a statement to Jordan Howard. I don't know if it was or wasn't, but you look at the numbers, and you look at the way they use Tariq Cohen. I have to ask, after 5 games, do you know who is the feature back on the Bears?
Well, I think what they're trying to say is that, you know, we're going to use the hot hand and whoever gives us the best chance to win. And it was hard to argue with that in Tampa Bay with how good Tariq looked. And Tariq Cohen does look very good. He is a really, really good football player, a matchup problem for most people in the NFL if they're going to match him on a safety, a linebacker, and even most cornerbacks. I mean, this kid runs good routes. He's fast. He's strong. But, you know, you would have to say Tariq is their featured back right now with what they're doing because Jordan Howard, I got to go back and take a really good look at it, but I don't even know how many times he got the ball on first down yesterday. You kind of want to get that guy. You're going to feature him in your game plan. You want to get him wearing that defense out, kind of like the Dolphins did with Frank Gore against the Bears defense in that heat. You know, the first play of the game, Frank Gore puts his head down and runs through Eddie Goldman for 5 yards, and that's just kind of a statement to me when I'm watching the game. You know, you don't even expect the Dolphins to get a first down against that Bears defense, and then they do on their first drive, and Gore gets 5 yards, and then they flip it out to the tight end for a first down. So, to me, when I was watching the game yesterday from that first drive, that's when I was worried already. I was worried when Trubisky, you know, missed two big shots in the opening drive in the first three plays. He had two big shots he could have took that could have maybe changed the trajectory of that game. But as far as your question goes, look, if after a big win, if you're going to pout, you better have a big game the next week. And I don't care who you are. Football is a team game. If you're running the team, you're going to be pissed at a guy like that. A guy, and I don't mind. We talked about it earlier on the Friday when I was on Friday on the radio. I don't mind if you pout as long as your preparation is the same, as long as you're talking to your teammates. I don't mind if you're pissed you didn't get the ball. I actually love guys who get pissed off they don't get the ball. I get mad if they're not starting. Those are the kind of guys you want around. You don't want guys around who are just happy to be on the bench or happy not to be in the game. But then what I'm looking for is that you're so mad that you've taken your preparation up a step, that you're practicing harder than everybody else, that you're trying to show the coach, like, look, I want to be on this damn field, and I'm going to do anything to get on this field. I may hate your guts for not playing me, but I am still preparing myself the best I can. I'm still getting ready for every game. So I don't know what Jordan Howard did in that building during the week, but it sure looked like people weren't happy with him, with him not getting the ball out in that first half, and then he fumbles it on the 1 yard line, which is a killer. You know, that fumble is a killer, especially for a guy. And I think he said it after the game, credit to him. He said, I cannot fumble the ball there. So right there, that tells me he's still all in with the team. He's just, you know, he fumbled the ball and then to come back to Cunningham, Dave, like you said. And to me, right there, you put Howard right back on the field, especially if you're just going to run the ball and run the clock out. You put him back on the field and you give him the ball. But when they didn't, that was a very interesting move to me.
Thanks, Olin. Appreciate it.
Great stuff.
Appreciate it, guys.
That's Olin Kreutz. He is a legend, Bears legend.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.